County Board of Supervisors. I did have two comment cards left here. Quite know what to do with them. I'll call the name, and if you're present, you can speak. Latisse Gamero. I don't see anyone rising to speak. What's that?
Keep it in the cards.
Yeah, I have it. Next is Jeff, is it Downey?
Yeah, hi.
Good morning.
Hi. Pretty powerful. I didn't come here for them, but lots of love to them. You know, I think people...
Sir, we need your name for the record.
Oh, Jeffrey Brandt Downey.
Thank you.
Moved here a year ago. Really love this county. Grateful to be here. I'm not here to speak about that, but I do think it was appropriate that I overheard that. I just want to point out that home ownership is the number one vehicle to accumulating wealth in America. And bankruptcy through medical debt is the number one cause of bankruptcy in America. I think there's a lot of wise words in there. Red, white, and blue, we pray to it, we hold glory. You know, it's red, the Republican, the blue, the Democrat, but the white breaks it up. We are a nation that's supposed to be independent, not adhering to right, left, not adhering to Republican, Democratic ideals, but adhering to the idea of America. So I'd just like to use this couple minutes to ask why I am being denied the right to come before the county. I sent two emails, certified mail, and two phone calls trying to get on the schedule for my attorney and I for the 17th, and no one has returned my call regarding rescinding a solar permit for fraud and also county's negligence. I am getting no help, no cooperation. My attorney asked me to come here today and document that fact. I've been trying to turn in documentation, and I'm not hearing back from anyone. I brought proof regarding my allegations of negligence with regards to the county inspection that Mike Hansen did. I'd like to turn those in. There's six pictures. Two of them relate to Mike signing off on flashing that wasn't done. Four of them relate to conduit not being routed appropriately. I've given 35 pages of texts to Glenn Shaughnessy and Philip Oates proving this is true, and they are denying my access. Unlike all those beautiful people who are going to be first in line before all of us in the kingdom of heaven because they have nothing, we all have something. I'm one of the last few middle class of America. I have a $400 attorney working on this. I do not want to waste that money suing the county that I just moved to. And it has been my dream to always live in this county since I was a young man. And now I'm here and I'm forced with this situation. So I would ask that I be put on the agenda formally for the 17th, allowed to have more than 3 minutes to talk, and be treated like a taxpayer. I own multiple lots in this county, and y'all are denying my right to access this whole county government that's supposed to be of the people, for the people, and by the people. That's me. That's that. Those people, I guarantee you, when you all meet your maker, they're going to be in line before you. Last but not least, your Siskiyou County Assessor is trying to increase my tax value on a solar system that has been shut down and was put in place through fraud, through the negligence and culpability of the county. So now you all are personally, through your county jobs, profiting on me. Sure, no problem. I'd just like to point out again that I've been denied access. My attorney, his name's Ted Broomfield, asked me to come here today. Those are for you. I know you asked for them in 7. I only have one set, but no one's responded on how I get in this thing. So I believe the lady I was trying to reach was Lawson. Sherry Lawson was who I was told to contact. So am I allowed to submit those, or can I be put formally?
I'm not sure this is the right jurisdiction for all of your issues. So leave your material, and I'll speak with counsel about it.
Okay. And then again, just regarding, I wanted it documented that I haven't been allowed to do this. So here are six exhibits total. because I make allegations, so I don't want anyone accusing me of defamation of character or not backing.
You can bring them over here.
Give them the clerk.
Is your contact information with that?
The contact information is on the multiple emails I've sent, the certified letter I've sent. Here, I brought the proof of certification. It's right there. I can read the number if you want me to. But
that's right.
It's all there. Glenn Shockensey has it. We've sent him multiple emails. Philip Oates has it. Mike Hansen has it. If you want, I'll write it down on a piece of paper.
I think we have enough information.
Cool. Thank you very much. And please give those people some respect. If you or your families get hurt, you're going to be in the same boat they are.
Thank you.
All right, any comment online?
Showing none online.
Any further comment in house? See none. We move on to the consent agenda then. I have a request to pull item I. Are there any other
5I? I have information regarding 5B, as in boy. We received a letter. I believe all the board got an email yesterday or Sunday.
Okay. I've been corrected. It's not I, it's J.
And what was the last one? I have 5I and 5B.
I was a mistake on that part.
Not 5I.
It's J.
So okay. I guess just 5B.
And J.
And J.
Yes.
J. That was the other one. Thank you.
Move to approve the balance minus 5B and J.
Second.
Thank you.
Okay. Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobstead?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
And Supervisor Howe?
Aye.
So 5B was the letter to the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. And there was an email that I was copied on. I believe all the board received it, and it's from William E. Simpson II with comments regarding the plan. And in order to put that in the record, I just needed to pull it for that.
Oh, okay. You're going to bring it back? Or?
No, you're just putting that in the record.
I'm just
right?
putting it in the
okay.
record to
okay.
include with that.
Move
item.
To approve.
All right.
Second.
With the inclusion.
Cobstead and Harris to approve. Thank you. Alrighty, Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobstead?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
And Supervisor Howe?
Aye.
Thank you.
Item J.
Hi, Courtney Greenley, Administrative Services Manager for the Sheriff's Office.
So, I went back and reviewed this contract again after we brought it back from the last meeting, and I noticed that there's supposed to be the increase to $2 million on the liability insurance.
Correct.
I read the body of the contract. It still says $1 million, and then I looked to find the actual liability certificate, and I could not find it in the body of the contract. What say you?
It is current normal practice for us to include the most current certificate of insurance for claims management normally in contract. The vendor at this time has agreed to all those terms, and you'll see that increase in the piggyback of pages 1 and 2 because we are altering the original agreement for those terms from the Butte County contract for that specific type of insurance. At this time, we are still waiting on the certificate to arrive from the vendor that they contract with, but the contractor global office is not unfamiliar with the requirements of the government sector, so we are confident it will align. Our intent was to partner with risk management to get the final approval on that prior to the chair signing, but our desire is that the board would approve the terms between global office and the sheriff's office.
So, with the Butte County contract, was there ever?
It might not be a requirement of other counties to include a certificate of insurance in the formal envelope of the contract. And that is a new practice that we have started at in Siskiyou as well. Those used to be just retained as internal documents. So the copy I received for people in the contract did not already include those documents.
So did at any time did we ever verify that they had proof of insurance? If our county requires it.
They agree to the terms in the contract. Normally we do receive it prior to. For this one, we did not. We're waiting on it from the vendor. It sometimes takes multiple days to receive back, but I am confident that the person I'm working with understands the outcome of what we are requesting. And like I said, I'm more than happy to partner with risk management as we normally do through the county review process, and before routing to the chair for signature, we will confirm that in all of. We do have some vendors that have communicated, not specifically this one, that they would like to have county approval for such contracts prior to taking out additional insurance policies. I don't know if that was in the past why they were not included, but that has been brought up by other people we have attempted to contract with.
Okay.
We also have the option to opt out.
Right.
It
is our option to always not do that. You know, we can always cancel a contract if they can't come up with the insurance.
Correct.
Seems like that's a lot of work on our end to turn around and cancel. But if we have multiple vendors, okay, we go to the next one. You would think if somebody wanted to do business with us, number one, they would be able to come up with the insurance. Number two, they would want to prove that ahead of time.
Correct.
This is a big vendor. Why would they not have that insurance?
Correct. And that is our feeling as well. We did expedite the request for this contract to be completed, and so that may have impacted my thoroughness in requesting all the documents, but I am confident that they will return a certificate of insurance with the declarations of risk management with us.
And if this is already piggybacked on another county's contract, why wouldn't this already be done? I'm having a lot of heartburn with, this should be an easy process considering that we're already using somebody else's contract. It seems like that's what this is all about, is, I hate to use the term, but cutting corners, trying to make it easier, and it seems like this has become a lot harder, and I don't think that was the intent.
I don't find this contract to be any more difficult than others. Personally, there's additional language required. There's a lot of comparing of language, but the reason we did this was because we feel like this contractor is the best contractor in our area with timely responses to maintenance requests and routine maintenance. They're going to provide us better equipment for a lesser price. And we are getting positive feedback from other government agencies, which encouraged us to use the piggyback language of another county that we also already work with on other levels, that fulfilled this contract through an RFP, which would be the normal process of us as well. So whether we could, yes, if we had flown our own request for formal proposals, we could have awarded through that mechanism, but we chose to piggyback.
So could we use Butte County's RFP?
We did.
And create our own contract?
That would be something I would need to talk to County Council about, but normally we would use, because Butte County offered piggyback language, then we would use the resulting contract in terms, which are basically just securing the prices per equipment outlined in that contract. We felt that it was important for us to outline to the contractor that insurance limits were different for Siskiyou County, and that is why it's included. But for the services and equipment being issued by that vendor, it's going to very much mirror what is already being provided to Butte County.
And that's kind of where I'm headed, is why can't we pretty much just take that language, create our own contract, and move ahead without.
I would feel more comfortable posting our own request for proposals and resulting that in a contract.
Okay.
versus using someone else's.
Okay.
But that is not my, at this time, that's not my desire. My desire is to move forward with the piggyback contract with Global Office for the equipment outlined in Exhibit A to be built in accordance with. And it is my full intent to partner with risk management to make sure that the certificate of insurance aligns with county policy prior to the chair signing. At this time, I don't see any reason why we can't move forward.
Through the chair. So let me see if I can help this out. So the biggest question we have, other than some of a different venue that we should have used, is that we want the certificate of insurance, correct? That's the bottom line, at least here for today. So I would motion that we approve with the condition that the chair cannot sign unless there's a certificate of insurance provided. And that should clear it up. No?
For now.
I get that part.
And
right.
I would propose that moving forward, we look at trying to create our own contract. I don't like this piggyback thing. And I'd love for you to work with council and Sherry to try to iron this out. I'm not liking this cross-county pollination.
Haley Hudson, Deputy County Administrator. I could not pull up the contract fast enough to be able to comment on this piece of it, but often in the contracts that we have, I don't know if it's in this contract, but it states that if the insurance certificate is not received by the county before the work begins, then it won't begin until that occurs. So that may be something that we can also look at, is to make sure that language is in there.
But this is an addendum, so the work is already ongoing, right?
No, it is not.
It is not. We don't have these units in place already?
No, these units have not been issued and services have not commenced.
Okay.
We are identified as a new customer.
Okay.
We are not tied to anything issued to Butte County. It's just terms. So those services have not been performed yet. We probably will not schedule them until we are able to provide them a copy signed by the chair.
Well, I don't want that to be probably. I want that to be definitely.
We will. Sorry.
Thank you. Okay, that's better.
What would you like to have this with?
Okay, well, if that was your motion?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll second that.
Okay.
That's it. Call for a vote. Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Supervisor Dobrin?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopstaff?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
And Supervisor Howell.
Aye.
Through the chair, just one additional comment on this. I know through permitting, just for John Q. Public, insurance or vendors that we have, normally insurance is just part of that requirement up front, and it shouldn't go any further than that unless they can provide it. It's just, and I get where you're at, but for everybody else, it seems like, you know, unless they can produce a certificate of insurance, it's game over. So it shouldn't even get out of the chute unless that they have it. So
I agree with that.
And just for internal purposes, we do require that. This one is just happened to be, unfortunately, the one that squeaked through. We're going to look at how that occurred.
Thank you.
Internally. Yeah.
Appreciate awesome. It. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Courtney.
Okay. Thank you. Moving on to item 6A, county clerk. Vacancy on Far Northern Coordinating Council.
Yes, this is a one member to a scheduled vacancy on the Far Northern Coordinating Council. This would be for a 3-year term ending February 3rd of 2029. And at the time the agenda worksheet was created, the clerk's office received a letter from Far Northern as well as a letter from Patricia McCarthy that they are supporting her appointment and she is interested in holding another term. And again, it would be a 3-year term pursuant to their bylaws. So it's Patricia McCarthy.
Move to approve.
Okay. Second.
Just a sec here. Alrighty, Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopstaff?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
And Supervisor Howell?
Aye.
Okay, the next one.
B, another Vacancy Siskiyou County Behavioral Health Services Board.
Yes, this is a continued. We had two appointments, two vacancies still left over from back in January. This would be scheduled vacancy on the Behavioral Health Services Board. This would be for a term ending December 31st of 2028. And the BHS board received and supported an application from Donald Forsyth to fill that vacancy.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion and a second.
Okay.
Call for the vote.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Supervisor Oberon?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobsett?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
And Supervisor Howe?
Aye. Item 7A, minute approval.
And I've received no corrections for those.
Move to approve.
Second.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Supervisor Oberon?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobsett?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
And Supervisor Howe?
Aye. Do we want to do board and staff reports before we go to closed?
I'll pass.
Okay.
I'll pass.
I have a bunch. Went to RCRC. That was the inauguration of the new board members. I also had a chance to meet with Assemblywoman Heather Hadwick. Also had a chance to meet with Senator Megan Daly. Also had a chance to meet with hopefully our Representative James Gallagher. I had a meeting with a young gentleman who is hopefully going to initiate a tiny home project. His name is Zach. It's gonna hopefully happen here in Wairika, but it's a ways out. But that was an interesting conversation. Also participated in an RCRC legislative call a few days ago. Had the pleasure of participating in a DARE graduation at the Seventh-day Adventist School last week. Participated in the 60 MODOC regional wood utilization workshop down in McLeod, and also attended a C2C meeting, Collier Interpretive and Information Center meeting. Got that one.
Good. For me, I attended Congressman LaMalfa's memorial service along with Supervisor Kotzeff and Supervisor Harris. And I also had a video teleconference with Senator Schiff's office. And that's it for me.
As Supervisor Hobbs said, we attended Doug Amalfa's memorial on the 24th, and then last week, the 27th through the 29th, Supervisor Kotzeff and myself were at the Mid-Pacific Water Users Conference in Reno.
I do have one item I want to bring up, because I did attend the RCRC event. And when I was there, I did bring up to Assemblywoman Aguilar Curie, and I can't think of the senator's name who both were in attendance, about IHSS, because the state is trying to fund back to the county, make us beholden to it, yeah. And the following day, I was at the CSAC Executive Board meeting, and the state finance, the head of the finance was there. I did give him the elevator spiel about IHSS. We cannot afford them putting any more onto us. So just want you to know, I did go to, you know, it's supposed to go to the state eventually, you know.
It's a state program.
Yeah, it's a state program. And I just don't think that the people quite understand the predicament we are in, mm-hmm. what the true costs are. I think there were some misstatements with the one lady about, you know, about how, you know, what they're referencing about our duties, if you will. So I just want you to know that I did go to bat for that. For them, and that's quite awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, with that, we'll go to closed.